I've wanted so desperately to apologize every day to darker skinned actresses, to say, I'm sorry that I'm the one chosen. My mama looks like you, that I'm taking from them, taking their men, taking their work.
Hello, hi, this is Table for Free.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
I'm not screaming because we've got headphones on and it will blow our eardrums.
Absolutely. However, we are officially back. I feel like we are anyways. It's the first episode of the year.
Yeah.
Could be the last, but we don't know.
Who knows?
I pass it on to Ibby with the negative vibes.
Yeah, good. Listen, for everyone asking us to release on a regular schedule again, no.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, it's like... the tooth fairy.
Basically.
You don't know when your teeth are going to fall out.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know when you're going to get your next £1 under your pillow.
Exactly. And the tooth fairy is not even real. So
exactly.
Think about it.
So we're not
real.
Exactly. Like, what do we provide for you?
This is a figment of
because it's fake.
Yep. 100%. Yes. Face your bills because the energy prices are going up.
Don't come to us for enlightenment because we really are struggling on our own.
Are you going to talk about enlightenment? We're just struggling to pay the light bill.
Come on.
Click, 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 click.
Table for free, nigga.
Yeah.
Yes, hello. Hi, guys. How's everybody in the room?
Black.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm black.
Black and tired.
Black and tired, yes.
To be fair, I feel really good. I can't lie. I think meeting up yesterday was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Aaron's house. It was supposed to be games night, but we just had a nice little chat, nice little conversation. Yeah.
Just engaged in vices.
And it's like, it's nice to kind of...
drinking and weed.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Not me.
Allegedly.
According to sources.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. It's nice to kind of... After lockdown, we're kind of like seeing each other a bit more again and having a routine. Like, it was funny because I proper thought that, like, before lockdown, yeah, we were actually moving very mad in terms of, like, things. It was always, like, podcast, then something, and then something, and something. And it's just, like, very intense.
I miss it.
I enjoy it, though. I miss it. I like that it's kind of, it feels like it's coming back in a way.
You miss the routine. Or, like, the all action.
Just action kind of and routine. Like, I like being busy.
Yeah,
I hear that.
I understand resting.
I love resting, but I like being busy as well.
But
that's one thing from this year. Like, resting is very, very, very important.
100%.
However, I do miss the action
side, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to be outside. Like, again, I've rested enough. Had enough rest for a lifetime at this point.
Basically,
it locked me up.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do in the house.
This is it. Like, yeah, obviously being in the house is nice.
You know, a mood.
Curating your spaces, all this blah, all that shit. This year, this is great. That's sick. But let me tell you right now, I need to be outside at some point. Like,
yeah.
Being in the house, there's a cap.
I just need balance. That's it. I just need balance. Yeah. I need a bit of both.
That's it. So I'm trying to be outside. Obviously, you know, as the weather warms up, as things feel like they're back to normal anyway, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
They feel like...
Do you want to know what's not going to be back to normal?
Tell me.
Bro, I was thinking to myself the other day and I said... Pre-COVID abs, yeah, would spin post-COVID abs in a dance-off, I can't lie. Like, yeah. I don't think I can bring that back.
That's different because you had, you know, when you're playing game every week, you are match fit.
Yeah,
you're not match fit anymore.
I'm done.
And the only way to be match fit is to play match.
Yeah.
Oh, so I got to get back out
You're
there.
Not playing match.
Outside,
yeah.
It's one of the ones, like, you know how they say, like kicking ball and like
basketball.
You can't just pick up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel stiff, man.
You spoke yesterday about lower back.
Yeah.
Lower back pain.
Oh, yeah. Being 30. Oh, my God.
This guy told me that his lower back wakes him up in the middle of the night.
That's crazy.
Hey, man.
You need to get that sorted. That's not 30.
Hey, man. It's not every night, but some nights I'm at 6, 7, I'm like, off. And then it doesn't hurt, yeah. But it's just irritating. And then I'm awake.
I have issues with sleeping. Like, I need to find my groove. I can't find my groove. I'm not going to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Be tossing and turning and I get my groove and then I'm gone.
Ugh. Nowadays, my eyes just feel heavy. Then I'm at a sleep time. Like, they're actually just shutting.
Have you fallen asleep watching stuff?
I knew you were going to ask this. I can see it in your eyes.
At this age?
No, at any age. In any age.
Like, you're watching something and then you wake up and then something else is playing. Like, yeah. You, but you haven't. That's never.
You're the weird one.
But only you. That's never happened to you.
He's the weird one in this situation.
Like, if I'm watching something, I will close my eyes intentionally, knowing like, oh, in fact, I'm gonna close my eyes. Like, I know that I closed my eyes and I was. Ooh, like,
sorry, you have control over your sleep.
I've never been watching something and then next thing I know, and then I wake up, it's the end of the movie.
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I definitely have.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
It's so normal.
There's some shows, you know, when the dialogue is just bare dialogue and it's late. Like, you just fall asleep.
Yeah, you just fall asleep.
No, bro, but like, do you not close your eyes on purpose and be like.
As in, I choose to go to sleep.
Not choose to go to sleep, but let's say there's been times where I'm really tired, I'm trying to watch something.
Yes.
And I'll close my eyes, but I close my eyes knowing that, like, it's not like I fell asleep, I was trying to watch it, and the next thing I know.
Okay, I agree then.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you've never been watching TV and you just fallen asleep.
And I didn't know I was falling asleep.
Yeah.
No.
You guys are both tapped.
Do you know what I mean?
You guys are both.
Like, I knew I was tired.
I'm watching it and I'm tired.
No, like you're obviously tired.
Yeah.
But then you fall asleep, you're trying to watch it, you fall asleep, and then all of a sudden.
Like, how the heck did did I skip? Yeah, I don't know. Yes to both of you. Yes.
It can be yes to both.
Because the thing is, with what Ibby's saying, I know that I'm tired and I'm like, I catch myself falling asleep, but then I choose to, like, then it's like, I'm in.
No, but he's saying that it's weird that you've been having a long day, you sit down to watch TV, you're finding yourself falling asleep. Instead of getting up and go to sleep, you just end up falling asleep. And then when you wake up, something else is on TV.
That's possible.
Yeah, but I'm saying that there was no, you just close your eyes and you have no remembrance of you closing
are really
your eyes.
Tired.
It just happened.
Niggas are really tired.
It just happened.
It just happened. You think I want this? It just happened.
Shit then.
This guy couldn't fathom the idea of falling asleep on the TV without control.
It's very possible.
Listen, I've fallen asleep.
Yeah.
But I closed my eyes. Like, I knew I closed my eyes.
Yeah, you can feel it fading. You're trying to fight the sleeping, and all of a sudden,
if that gives you power, wonderful.
I don't have any power. I'll tell you right now, brother. I have no power. I wish I could do that. I wish I could just fall asleep like that.
Same.
You went out enjoying life. You guys are chopping.
Boy, I can't.
You guys are enjoying, man. I fucking wish.
It's only if I'm mad tired.
Yeah, it's not like a cool. We're gonna fall asleep on cue.
No, my cousin actually showed me that one time. I was rattled.
Fall asleep on cue.
One of my cousins, like when we was younger, he was just like, "Yeah, I could fall asleep on cue." And then, like, I said, nah. And then he literally laid there, like, he got in his position, like you said, got in his spot. This nigga was out.
I wish.
You know, like, Dylan can just fall asleep.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dylan, by the way.
But I wish.
Yeah, I wish. If I hear one thing, I'm awake. If I think one thing, I'm awake. I'm just going to, I'm very.
I've never been able, like, from young, I've always had trouble going to sleep.
Mm, so,
like, whilst I'm sleeping, we're having a good time.
Yeah, we're there, baby. Like, I'm having six dreams in one.
Oh my God, I'm having a wonderful time.
It riled me that some people don't have like multiple dreams in one. I definitely have bare dreams.
I have multiple dreams.
I have so many dreams.
There's so many. It's a whole vibe.
A lot of my dreams have been the Walking Dead. This
guy's haunted. You and this Walking Dead.
Anytime I'm like really, like, not obsessed, but when I'm really into something, all my dreams will be like, there was a period, where me and Aziz, we were like, banging FIFA. I was having FIFA dreams.
That's lame. I've had COD ones. I've had Call of Duty ones when I was younger.
Like, even like back when I was banging Batman, I was having Batman dreams.
Was you Batman in the dream?
Was that Batman in the dream?
Or was you getting banged up by Batman?
He's going, hello, Aziz.
I wish I was getting banged up because that guy's an idiot. Like, Batman, he's one of, like, once I played the games, again, this is a completely random tangent, but like, some people need to die to save the greater good. For me.
Yes. No, absolutely. I agree with you.
Wait, what?
Superheroes. I hate superheroes.
Who don't kill.
Who don't kill. Who, because they feel it's a moral high ground.
Whoa.
You're already breaking the law.
That's quite dark.
I mean, dark, some of the villains need to die.
Like who?
The Joker.
The Joker.
He killed his...
So Batman should kill him.
Yeah. He should have killed him a long time ago.
So Batman should be a murderer.
Yeah.
With asterisks.
Okay, so then do you feel like the death penalty is a good thing?
Well, sir. we're talking about DC Comics.
Okay, hypotheticals.
All right, in this situation, because I've spoken to Ibby about this before, the Joker, put him in jail, he breaks out, he kills Jason Todd, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, or read it, he beats up Batman's other son.
He just fucks everyone up.
He fucks everyone
up. On a daily, yeah.
And Batman has every ample opportunity to kill him, and he doesn't, and he causes more pain to Batman's family. and other people as well within the Batman universe.
100%. I hear what you're saying, but if he's a murderer,
slippery slopes, isn't it?
Then again, there's some superheroes that kill, and I'm like, moods. Like Wolverine is a fucking murderer. Like,
yeah. Some niggas need to die. In like, if okay, let's say I put you in jail, yeah.
Wow.
Let's say you kill 200 niggas.
Wow.
200.
200 niggas. Is it? I put you in jail.
Did I bury them under my house? sorry.
But yeah, you kill 200 niggas, I put you in jail. You break out, you kill another 200 niggas, I put you back in jail. You break out again, you kill another 200 niggas. At some point, we have to get to the source of the issue, which is you.
You are a murderer.
But you are not the government. You're not the judge, you're a hero.
Clearly,
you're
the government, clearly the government's not dealing.
So you're going to take it into your own hands and kill me.
Fucking right.
And that's justice.
That's justice.
And then you're just going to start killing everyone.
600 people.
But now that you've killed me, you might as well kill everyone.
But this is the difference, though. Like,
now you're the killer. Now you're killing 200.
Just one.
like you said, right? With Gotham, right?
Yeah.
Gotham is tapped. Mm-hmm. Everyone there is tapped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He kills Joker. What's to stop him from killing everyone else?
Then they might have to die.
But then he becomes.
You have to become what you hate sometimes.
So who's killing Batman? So Batman has to die now as well?
No, but he's only killing the villains. He's not killing civilians.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's the difference? It's going to get lighter. Like obviously there's Joker, but then there'll be like, I don't know, where do you stop?
It's like the same way when them man ran up on Thanos and cut off his head.
Yeah, but they're murder. Avengers are on killing.
They're on killing, but
they're not. They're pushers. That was the only time they killed.
Yeah, they should have killed him from before.
But if you had killed him earlier, because I don't want
to
kill.
When did they have the option to kill him?
Thor didn't go for his neck. Actually, no. But Thor went try and killed. He just
Thor's the only one.
But
who
the
wanted
thing
to
is
kill
with Thor, yeah. Like the reason why he didn't. We're really getting into it. But I feel like it's because he was more cocky about it. Like he was like,
"Oh yeah,
I'm stronger than you."
He wasn't
like, "Yeah, yeah." But he would kill. He's a killer, bro.
Yeah, he's the one who.
All of them are on killing.
Yeah, actually no, because
they're not.
They
not
are. All
of
them.
Captain America isn't on killing.
Of course he is.
No, he isn't.
So he wasn't in the first one. He was killing bare soldiers, bro.
In the first one, yeah,
in
but
the
that,
war,
yeah,
in war,
yeah, in Winter Soldier,
that's different. In war,
in terms of
he didn't kill anyone in Winter Soldier.
No, it's not SWAT. It's
Shield.
Shield.
Yeah,
they're niggas, bro.
He beat them up. He didn't kill nobody.
Yeah, he didn't kill
He broke them, like, yeah. And left them to die. Like, he's a murderer.
Push you.
He's definitely killed someone.
Probably.
This guy was shooting.
Yeah,
of course.
Bah, bah, yeah, that's war. Bah, though. You know, they'll give bah, you exception bah. In war. In war, you can.
Yeah, war's asterisks.
War's an asterisks. Yeesh.
Black Widow, she's a train killer.
Oh she's been killing.
Shout out.
Sometimes Tony Stark is on killing. If it means his survival, you're dead.
Tony Stark and Tony Blair are the same.
They're the same guy.
They're war criminals.
Fucking hell.
They're both war criminals.
Where's Tony Blair at the
time? Anyways, I don't know, man. Heroes killing. I don't know. If that's how you start, then I hear it. But
sometimes it's needed, man.
If you make that decision, oof, scary.
I hear it. It's a slippery slope, but
yeah.
When the slope is already.
Because I'm thinking, if I'm Batman and I kill Joker, why am I not? I'm going to kill the Riddler. I'm going to kill Cobblepot. I'm going to kill. What's it? Freezer, Dr. Freeze or something. Dr. Freeze.
Are these people insane and killing people?
Everyone in Gotham is insane. It's just gonna be more numbers. Poison Ivy's getting killed.
But is she killing niggas?
Yeah.
How many niggas is she killing?
Yeah, everyone's dying, bro.
But
everyone's dying.
Cool. There's some people. That's what I mean.
Petty crime.
No, yeah. There's some people. Let's say Poison Ivy, for example. And I don't know how we got here, but we're here. Let's say Poison Ivy becomes a killer. And she kills like 5 niggas. Yeah.
Right.
And we put her in jail. Right. Put her in jail. She stays in jail.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. She stays in jail.
Yeah.
She don't break out.
She don't break out.
Yeah.
But Joker has a history of going to jail and breaking out. Every time.
I hear that. That's the issue. All of Batman's villains break out.
Yeah,
eventually.
But he's the most.
He's the most notorious.
He's the wildest one. I hear it, but
because the rest of them, they have a motive. They're like, she wants to protect the planets. They want money. This
Joker has no motive. He wants chaos.
You know what it is? Batman enjoys it.
Probably, yeah.
But
so he's also a dickhead.
He's tapped as well. They should all die.
He's a sycophant.
So who was you in your dream?
I think I was Batman, or I was like watching it from like as a third person.
Oh, okay, you know
what I mean? That happens to me a lot. My dreams will be
you're the person, then you're not the person.
Yeah, sometimes I'm the person, and sometimes. I'm like it's like I'm watching the TV show.
Abs,
hello.
You went to see
Get Up
Stand Up.
Yeah,
how was that? How was that experience?
It was fascinating. I definitely encourage like doing things by yourself, not because you hate people, but at the same time, if you want to do something in that moment, just do it. Like I basically the day before I saw like a ad for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just said I love it, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I love theatre. And then we had that conversation about the date thing.
Yeah.
As well, I feel like I should give context. The question was, what's the most you spent on a person that's not your partner on a date or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was explaining my experience where one day I went to theatre because I wanted to, but it's two mm-hmm. birds with one stone, whatever. Anyways, I decided after speaking about that conversation, I said, you know what, let me take myself, me treat myself. And it was fantastic. It was in, I think, Lyric Theatre in the Central. You should mm-hmm. go and see it. Fucking phenomenal, bro. Yeah. Like, the guy, I don't know his name. I'm so sorry, I don't know your name. But he, he did an impression of Bob Marley. Mm. So he would sing like Bob Marley and he would talk like Bob Marley. And I really could feel it, like, as a vibe.
Yeah.
Even though I know that's definitely not Bob Marley.
Yeah. But you're like, however, it's so good. You're like, wow.
It's so good. I'm like, I'm convinced. Let's see where this goes. Marley. Yeah. And like, he would do like performances. So it's a musical.
Mm.
Okay. But it's like, imagine going to, like, I never went to a Bob Marley concert, but it felt like this is how it would feel like.
His name's Arinz Kenny.
I think he's an African guy, but shout out to him, man. And oh, the women, vocals, Dreamgirls levels, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'd love it. Ooh. There was one vocal, I said, yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
I need to watch it.
Vibes, man.
I want to go.
It's just a positive message, and yeah, man, if you've got the time, just do it. Why not?
So it's a musical.
It's a musical. Okay. But it's also a play. It's both in one.
Yeah, it's theater. So yeah.
But I was wondering, I was like,
it's the story. It's Bob Marley's story, from when he was young to I think maybe his last performance, right?
Okay.
And in that they add his songs, so they make sense of his songs or whatever. But then there'll be moments where in the story when he was in the situation at a concert, we're getting that, like, as if we were there, like they're bringing us into it. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was really good, man. Really good.
It ends in April, so I definitely want to go and try and see it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Go see Bob Marley. Get up, stand up. Yeah, get good seats as well, man. Treat yourself.
Mm.
Have a good time.
Yeah. 80.
You treated yourself. Well done.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's not bad though. Yeah. It's not bad. Like, I was in stalls like third row, fourth row. So his sweat was really I had to dodge.
Using the play.
You were inside. I was there.
Yeah. And then you know what?
You're Bob Marley.
And then like at the end of it, we did a standing ovation, right?
Yeah.
It was phenomenal, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was having a great time.
Yeah.
And then the guy just ended up singing. So it was like, well, we're all standing,
yeah.
I guess it's a rave now.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
So turn into a dance.
All the old people's.
Yeah, I love that. Love that.
I wasn't dancing because everyone's old, but I was just like, mood.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's good, man.
That's fun.
But yeah, shout out to Bob.
What's the last thing I saw? Lion King. But I'd seen that before.
I think the last thing I saw in theatre was maybe the Book of Mormon. I actually went by myself.
How was that?
Jeez.
It was very overrated, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
Yeah, like as hyped as it is, I'm like, raw, this is kind of mid.
Oh.
I need to give it a watch.
It'd be like that.
I don't know anything about it. So actually,
Yeah, I didn't know anything. Well, I know it was based on the South Park. It's from the South Park guys. And they make fun of Mormons from early.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, cool. I like South Park. Well, I liked South Park anyway. I was like, nah, this ain't it.
True.
Shit, I still think. Oh no, the last thing I saw was Hamilton. That was decent.
Jeez,
I saw it on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
and I was happy I saw it on Disney Plus.
Why?
I don't know if I would have liked it.
Maybe.
I probably capped him. I probably would have. No, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Because I think maybe because like people bigged up so much, I expected it to be.
The hype was really hyping. And I didn't.
It was kind of
didn't
flat.
Give me that.
I hear that.
In terms of the hype, but it was still good.
I need to go see it. Maybe I was good.
Why not?
Yeah, take yourself.
If you feel like it.
Yeah. Why not?
Also with concerts as well, like check the day before.
For tickets,
yeah, because you can get a really good price. I did that for WizKid as well, £45.
And what, from O2 or from like a reseller?
It's official
reseller
as well, but just check the day before and just see what you can. If you can't get a ticket, or just what's going on tonight?
Mm.
It should be one of those what's happening this week?
Yeah,
because you can find yourself a really good seat and a really good vibe.
Yeah, I've been to a couple concerts by myself.
Yeah,
same. I've never done that. I want to do that.
You should. It's a vibe.
The first time I went to watch The Friend, I went by myself.
Oh, wow.
That one is insane. Why would you go by yourself?
Because basically, when the tickets first came out,
you don't have friends.
Remember when the tickets first came out? There was only one date.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, hey, this is the only ticket I can get. I have to make it
happen. Yeah.
And then right after, they released like 7 other dates. So then I bought another ticket to go again with my friends.
Okay. Mm.
So I went twice.
Which one was better?
Maybe.
I feel like by itself would have been insane, like a vibe.
By myself, the day I went by myself, Rihanna came out.
Okay,
fuck.
Which was cold.
That's crazy.
And then the second time I went, I was like the first row.
Fucking so hell.
Oh, right. So you enjoyed both?
When you were doing standing boys?
Yeah, fam, I can't do that anymore.
Yuck.
to be young.
Listen, concert standing. Not even standing, getting to the front. I can't do that anymore.
That's okay.
I used to be outside of venues from
Vince Staples was at the front. Vic Mensa.
Was standing out with the kids.
Jasmine Sullivan.
We were at the front.
We was at the front. Two boys at the front.
Literally.
That's worth it, though.
That's a flipping vibe, but I wouldn't do it again. I don't need to.
I remember I saw Jay-Z. I was at the front. Any concert that's been at the O2, I've been like...
At the front.
When I was younger, at the front.
Can't lie.
I've never stood at the O2.
Being at the front of the O2 is fucking crazy.
Because you got to get there early.
Bro, 10
a.m. It's all day at O2.
And then leaving to get out.
Yeah, big myth.
That's long.
Yeah. Even going to concerts at the O2, there's a lot happening.
Yeah, you're trying
to get home is...
It's at least 5-6 hours out of your day gone.
Boy, not me, but I'll be sitting up there. Then as soon as it's gone, I'm gone. I'm off.
I remember I saw Beyonce in the O2. We got there early. And then the early that we got there was not early enough.
Oh, Beyonce fans are tapped.
There was bad niggas.
Well, like tents and that.
Yeah.
It felt like it.
Yeesh.
Some of them, they'll come from overnight and just stay.
Insane.
Yeesh, no.
See, I can't do that. There's not a single person alive, even dead, that I want to see that much where I would queue up
early.
Yeah. Early anymore.
Nah.
No, it's impossible.
I've seen everyone I want to see.
Yeah.
Early.
I've probably seen them even twice. The only people I haven't seen again is like D'Angelo and Usher.
D'Angelo's a prick for that, though.
He's a dickhead for that stuff.
But we move.
I haven't seen
Usher.
Oh, I've seen D'Angelo.
Really?
The one you went to was the last concert he's been to. Oh. The last time he came in before he started.
He was like an hour and a half late for that as well.
Oh, he was on Lauryn Hill.
It was
good,
but it was like very short.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the only two people I really and truly need to see. Anyone else is like, all right, cool, I'll go.
Yeah, but even them, you wouldn't go out your way to stand at the front.
Oh, no. I'm seated. I'm seated. But I'm going. Feel me that. Usher, I need to see that. I would love to see
Usher.
He's sick,
yeah.
You seen Usher as well?
Seen him 3 times live.
In this country?
This is that, bro.
Jeez. Oh, shut up.
I hear that.
Yeah, he's this. That's what happened to Swift. That's bro.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Concert, shout out to concerts. That's something I did miss about.
I can't wait for snow.
When is that?
16th, I think.
Yeah, next week.
Of February.
Have you not got a ticket?
No, but I was thinking I might buy one.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be beautiful. She's
you got a seat in it. I'm standing, surprisingly. It's the only way I could get a ticket.
Oh, okay, fair.
But then it's fine. 16th. I feel like it would be a vibe because when we sat, it was great. But I feel like for snow, standing would also be a vibe.
Yeah, everyone will be chilled out.
Everyone will smell nice.
The first time I saw Snow Allegra,
Allegri.
The first time. The only time I saw Snow.
Yeah.
It was sick. It was bare man there.
Was you standing?
Singing. I was standing.
Yeah, you were standing. Yeah.
It was sick. All the niggas were singing out when you're around. It was
sick.
Like the man them.
Mid.
I want you around.
Mid.
It was sick.
Mood.
I was like, niggas love R&B, bro.
Yeah, big time.
Hey, man. R&B is amazing.
They fucking love it. It was like all the girls just did not exist in that moment.
Yeah, no.
That's my choice.
We actually don't need the women to sing R&B.
You lot would love Lucky Day Live, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I keep fucking up by not getting tickets to his show.
I like Lucky Day.
He's amazing. Yeah. I'm trying to think, is there any like hip-hop artists that I want to see? But I don't think so anymore.
Mm-mm. I don't think there's anyone that I
care to. Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Everyone in hip hop I'd want to see, I've seen.
Yeah, I don't think, I really don't think, I'll be very surprised if I go to another Drake concert.
You will go to another Drake concert?
If I do, it's not in this country.
I'll go to another Drake concert.
He definitely will be.
Yeah, 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 all the best.
It's a show. It's like,
yeah, you're gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, but it's the spectacle.
Last time was too much, man.
What do you mean?
Well, too much show.
Flying car. There's a game in between the show. Yeah. Like, there's a competition.
Yeah, the big iPhone.
And then the massive iPhone. That's and cold. Then the basketball care. Court. But like, what's
thing,
happening?
But
bro?
The thing is, he is so big. It's like it has to. And has then,
to keep going
okay.
up and up.
Okay, but and then yeah, the songs where he's supposed to be rapping, he's singing.
When did that happen?
Bruh, every song
he was doing more, a lot more
every
singing
song he was singing
rapping.
Bro,
hey, that happened today.
Hey, man.
Still don't say.
Oh no, man, I just feel like Drake is complete. There's only so many times
I hear it.
I feel like if I was to get tickets, I'd get tickets, but I wouldn't rush.
If I
get them, like, oh well, you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
Basically,
or I'd like,
I'd see him in Amsterdam
before. Yeah,
because that Boys Meets World tour, I was robbed.
Yeah, that's sad.
They robbed us though. Yeah, shout out to concerts. Do things by yourself, guys. Go cinema by yourself. Go eat by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you go out with your friends, it's not called a friendship date. It's just called going out with your friends.
Yes.
Friends? Who calls it that?
People are like, oh, going out on dates with your friends.
No,
like,
it's just go and see your friends.
Or even like going out on dates with yourself. It's like, no, it's called
I'm not going out by myself. I'm going out.
It's also called going out with your friends. Going to dinner with your mates. You can go out to a nice dinner with your mates.
You don't have to put dates on it.
That reminds me of that one-on-one episode where Candy and what's Flex's friend?
Dwayne
was dating himself. He was taking himself on dates. He bought himself flowers and shit. No, listen, man. Just,
you don't need to do that.
Yeah, just
if
do
you
want
to buy yourself flowers, it's fine. If you want to go out to eat because it's nice, go out to
you
eat.
You don't have to dress it up as this is a date.
No. I feel like 2022 is a time where you do what you want for yourself.
Yeah.
Do it for yourself.
There's things you can do by yourself. Like
100%.
The cinema, people find it weird that people go to the cinema by themselves. Bro, I was like, you watch out, a movie by yourself.
Yeah. I'm a massive advocate for going to cinema by
yourself. I was in Portugal. I went to the movie like 3 times, but just chilling. Obviously, I've done it here, but like, obviously, because I'm by myself, I don't know anyone. I was like, I have to do all these things.
It's just nice. It's just and it doesn't mean that I don't want to go cinema with my friends. No.
Yeah,
but like, you'd watch a movie at home by yourself.
Basically, like, what am I doing today? Oh, I'm just going to go cinema.
That's it.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
Just don't let shame, because I promise you, people do not notice. I mean, the first time I went to cinema, I was like 15.
By yourself.
Yeah, I was like, I want to watch this movie. I'm going to go.
Bro.
That's fair. Now, sometimes you got to do that because no one else wants to go.
This
to
is
do
it. Because if you start waiting, a lot of the time I've been to concerts because like, I don't know anyone else who knows this, but if I wait for niggas, I might never go.
Yeah.
You just have to go.
Oh, no, that's a fact.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we've definitely been doing in terms of even with holidays. It ended up just being us free for most of the holidays It's long to just get other people like, oh, I can't do it, blah, blah, blah. Just book it right now.
Yeah. Like when we went to Marseille. What was that?
Marseille was amazing.
Marseille was a great time.
Yeah. We need to do holidays again.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I think COVID
was. Sigh. Man. Yeah.
All this traveling. But
you know?
You mentioned dating. BET are doing a Black London, well, I guess London, maybe Black UK dating series on their YouTube channel. Hemma K is in it.
Hemma's in it.
Yeah, she's in it.
Oh, shout out to Hem. She's shout dating, yeah?
I don't know. Just talking about her dating experience.
Just talking about dating.
Boring.
But like they talk about
I thought they were dating each other.
No. It's like you sit down, talk to people, like talk to the camera, talk about experiences, situationships.
BT, man. Whatever. I mean, shout out to Hammer though. Get the bag.
That just
sounds boring.
Nah, movie.
I'll watch it though. I'll support.
I did see, like, obviously there was a lot of backlash about it.
Was there?
Yeah, I saw people like, it's like, it's enough. You guys talk about dating all the time. Stop bringing timeline topics into the video. It's another back chat. Like, it's like, all right, cool. Calm. I hear that. But also, you know, give it a listen, all of that. But also, I saw someone quote tweet like the trailer and say, oh, if it was a white show, you watch all of these ex on the beach, Love Island, pim, pim, pam, 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 pam. And I was like, I can see where you're going, but you're wrong. Only because it's like Abs thought it was like a dating show.
Yeah. But it's people, not. Talking,
it's
about
people
dating.
Talking about dating. I feel like a lot of those shows that we watch are like dating shows. Like if it was a dating show, everyone would be like, oh,
a Black dating show, absolutely.
Yeah, fucking let's fucking have it. Yeah. But again, conversations about dating, which I understand, like dating is a fucking
it's a big topic.
It's a topic. It's a people date all the time. Like it's a big aspect of our lives. But I feel like for me anyway, and again, who am I?
Who am I but a man with a pod?
Exactly. Everyone is...
Watch out for those. Red flag.
There's only so much you can say about dating until you're, like, repeating yourself.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no, 100%. Like, don't get me wrong. It could be a fantastic show. It's just that, like, the whole... They're actually sitting down and talking about it. it's like, are we going to get the same questions we've got 1,000 times? And it's like, even it's their experiences. Yeah. It doesn't mean that it's fact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't change what's actually going on out there. It doesn't change anything mm-hmm. for me. You're just telling me about your own experience and your own opinions, but I might not even be attracted to you, or I might not be on the same page that you are. And I think that's where I just like, oh, I kind of tap out. I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, it's, no, you made, both made valid points. I liked it, the trailer, anyway, because it's just people talking about their experiences, and it mm-hmm. wasn't, well, that's why I'm surprised there's so much negativity about it, because it
was bare negatives.
Oh, really?
It was literally just, and this one was women, I think there's men as well, they were just talking about their experiences dating in London. Like, one girl was like, it's kind of tiring going from situationship to situationship.
Okay, but here's my question for you. Yeah, in that trailer, did anyone say anything positive about dating in London?
No, but it's a trailer.
Okay.
So I can only say, hey, this is best to get clicks and giggles.
I heard that. Because that's, you know what, great, yeah? Can we actually talk about it? Yeah?
It is a great question.
Can we talk about it, yeah? You know how much we like slander London, obviously, so I'll see, yeah? But dating in London, yeah, is a fucking vibe.
Oh, people are doing dating wrong in London. Like, I guarantee you.
At most dates that I've been on, yeah, in London, in my city,
mm-hmm.
fucking vibe.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm linking them up to after. Like, like, there's been so many times where I'm sure I went on a date and I bumped into you and you was on a date.
Yeah.
It was a fucking, it was terrible. It was like, but hey. It's like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Like, you picked that wall, I picked that wall. Yeah. Like, there's so many things, and there's so many things you can do in London, but I don't know, innit. Like, I'm going to watch it.
I definitely feel that.
I just know there's two sides.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Three sides sometimes.
Four. Make it five.
Shit.
Call it seven. But you're saying, me and Ibby were saying this, is that I feel like a lot of people, when they date in London, they don't actually date people they like as people.
Yeah,
they just date because that ticks a couple boxes, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I feel if you date, just like date around, meet people and whatnot, right? Again, who am I? But a man with a mic.
Red flag.
Red flag. Yeah. But like, if you date someone, you're like, do you know what? There's no attraction here, but I like you as a person.
Yeah.
We can be friends after. 100%. I think that makes your dating experience way better.
Yeah,
but not everyone's comfortable with that.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, not everyone can do that.
That's very true.
Maybe you need to... How about you change, guys?
Not a man with a podcast telling people what to do.
Yeah, whoa, red flag. Yeah. If you said, be the difference.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Nah, I hear it. I think in general... I don't think it's necessarily like dating in the UK or dating being black in the UK. I think just dating in general is long.
Yeah, no, I'm over it.
Is the area we're in, bro? Yeah. There's bare options, there's bare apps, there's bare this, there's bare that. Like, even the whites are having issues. Fucking, you see that guy they were fucking doxing in the US, in I think New York. He was like, I think one girl made a TikTok about this guy who like ghosted her, yeah. And I think she put his name out there and then also his job. And then the other girl was like in the comments, yo, the same guy ghosted me. And turns out this guy was basically just knacking and ghosting babes, isn't it?
Was that Tinder swindler?
This is just one other guy. And I was like, all right, cool. And then they made it a whole thing. He was trending. Mm. People are writing articles about it. People are like saying, oh yeah, he works here and he fucking lives here and do that. And I'm like, okay.
Knacking and ghosting.
I'm like, listen, I understand you men are mad and upset, but you got knacked and you got ghosted, bro.
That's happens, it.
Isn't
it?
This is the nature of the game, isn't it? So it's not, I don't think it's just niggas. It's not just
black. It's not just a black thing.
It's just the era we're in when it comes to dating, because there's so many options and it's just, I don't know, people or situationship.
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
situations aren't exclusive to like dating. Obviously, we're going to talk about dating black because
we date black.
Niggas and we're date black. Niggas,
from, yeah.
I do feel like it's not, what's the word I'm thinking of? It's not just
a black issue.
Yeah, it's not just niggas, bro.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
So I do feel like...
Yeah, in our community, we just think it's us, so...
Yeah.
Obviously, if it's happened to you, you're going to think, oh my God, my life.
Yeah, I don't know. When it comes to dating, yeah, it's just only... There's so much conversation to have. But if you're not really... Like, if you don't know for sure what you're after or your intentions, there's just so many different, like... aspects to it, like even when we had the conversation with the Spice Girls, shout out to the Spice Girls, like that was a fantastic conversation episode. But we could have 5 more episodes of that.
It would just
never stop because we don't really just the jungle, man.
It's the jungle.
It's always evolving.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it's, again, I don't think it's specific to black people. I think
no,
the jungle everywhere is fucked.
Yeah,
100%.
You just
dating,
it could be even worse.
Yeah,
it could be
on the outside. It could be even worse.
Dating now is fucked for everyone because again, there's. It's just, there's so day many options, bro.
Social media DMs.
Yeah.
You outside.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Fam, sometimes I was thinking about, me and Aziz were speaking about this the other day, how, like, back in the day, yeah, like, back in the day, like, let's, you know, times where you, like, you stay in your city, you stay in your little town forever. You meet someone, yeah, that person, you meet them, that's the love of your life.
Fam. Yeah.
Because this person is the best person in your town.
Yeah.
And that's calm, because that's the best person in your town. You love them, you're together with them for years and years and years. Now, and you think that's the only person ever made for you.
Yeah.
Now, there could be 6,000 people on this side of the hemisphere that could be the one for you.
Yeah.
And you know what? You have access to every single one of them.
Yeah.
Of course, the relationships are breaking down. It's like, yo, that person looks like they could be a bit more of me than the one I'm with right now. It's like that fucking the guy from Love Island.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy, but I know I can be happier.
I could be happier.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Pursuit of happiness.
Niggas have never had that before. Niggas have never had the, I could be happier, and I could actually maybe see the person I could be happier with, and they're kind of in range.
Yeah.
Because what's in range now? Everywhere. Everywhere is accessible. Do you know what I mean? So like I said, I feel like it's just the state of dating and dating culture as a whole, not specifically black people.
Yeah.
But again, people speak about black people because
we're echo chambers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man. Shout out to Emma. Listen, I'm always gonna
support her. Shout out to Emma, baby. Love you, girl. Get to the fucking bag.
Get to every single show you're on.
I'm here to say I don't even need to watch it. It's 10 out of 10. I'm telling everyone it's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm reposting all of that.
Watch Dating Black UK on BET.
Yeah, because Hemma K is.
Because Hemma K is.
I don't give a heck about the rest of them.
Yeah, I don't care about it. Follow her on
socials and everything.
You got them right. Watch her skits.
Yeah. Oh, too funny.
All of that. Shout out to Emma.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, back in the UK, everything is fucking expensive.
Shit.
Huh, if you've been avoiding the bad news of the Conservative Party and their more fuckeries, they are raising the prices of everything, I think, come into effect from April when the new tax era is. So energy is going up. So if gas and electric in your house are going up, people already seen the prices jump up.
Yay.
Energy cap will jump from 693 to 1971 per year. So that's the max you can pay now. From 693 was the maximum before. Now it's 191. What else? They're gonna clown out your payments. They're gonna give you a small 200 to get you started, but you gotta pay it back over 5 years.
Do you know what insane that is?
NI is going up, so national insurance, so your base tax, everybody will be going up. No matter where.
10%. Again, I don't know the math, but it's going up from, I think, don't quote me, 12% to like 13.5%.
Yeah.
But in terms of actual how it's going up, it's like a 10% increase. Like a 10.5% increase.
Inflation is going up, and basically what was worth a pound yesterday is now worth £1.20.
Mood.
So as I saw on Twitter, planting might actually be worth £1 now rather than the prices they were trying to give us before.
Yeah.
As in one plantain.
It might be.
Or be a pound.
Maybe.
One plantain being a pound.
I'll grow my own plantain, thank you.
I'll have to learn.
One plantain.
That's crazy.
Golly.
That's crazy. I'm gonna have to learn to grow rice. Just in my house. Under my stairs.
Yeah. But like I was saying to you,
we're fucked.
The only solution is either you just get more money, or you just like live with your friends, or like everyone just shares the pot, make a pot, everyone just put money in it or something. I don't know.
Oh, like partner like or susu.
Yeah.
I was looking into that the other day, actually.
Hey, I'm down. Because
I saw someone pop up and do it, and it was like all white, and I was like, I don't like this, because I know.
Well, they colonized the susu.
They were, but I've seen some black owned ones, okay, like different names, and like Asian ones. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I know Asians do it as well.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to fucking the sushi is insane.
You know, it's funny. I feel like gentrification is just not working for anybody. Like,
nah, we're all losing.
Everyone's losing.
We're actually all losing.
We're all losers.
Like, inflation going up, energy going up, everything is going up, so the money's not even stretching.
Yeah, anymore. You know, I'm still rattled by working class, just as a thing,
as a term,
yeah,
and as a concept.
Yeah, these men work.
Yeah, we're in the middle, so we don't.
That hurts.
It's fucked. We're all fucked. Like, niggas are already not able to pay their bills, bro. And now what you're doing is adding more bill.
Yeah,
adding more bill to the
adding
bill.
Adding more bill to the bill. Yeah. Like, the energy price going up is fucked. Absolutely fucked.
Mm-hmm.
NI going up is fucked because, I mean, really and truly, where's my NI going? It's not going. It's
apparently not, to health. Apparently.
Apparently. Where's the money that fucking they promised us that we were sending to fucking Europe after Brexit?
That's where is that?
Where's that? Where
is
money?
It? Why is my money
nowhere
going
to be found because Brexit was a fucking scam. But all these things are just adding up and adding up. Like, the quality of life doesn't make sense.
No.
Like, niggas feel like, it's like you have cousins back home that feel like because you live in England, you live in London, you're chopping.
You made bank.
Like, when you come back, they ask, oh, can you bring this gym? Yeah. Oh, can you bring this Dolce & Gabbana? Buy me iPhone, buy me this. I'm like, bro, I can't afford my phone bill.
No.
Like, I'm paying this phone bill, but can I afford it? No.
No.
I'm paying this energy bill, but can I afford it? No. I'm paying every single bill, but can I afford it? No.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it because I have to.
Yeah.
So the quality of life that we have isn't making sense.
No.
Like, what is quality of life?
I like that you say that, quality of life, because even with the whole, like, back home kind of thing, it's so funny how the things that they really want, yeah, that we have, but we actually want what they have in terms of quality of life, yeah. Like, what is that? Because, like, all these things that we have access to and all this technology and all this, it's not working.
Yeah.
No. Like, nothing is working. It's getting worse. Like, even dating is affected by it. Even yeah, affecting, yeah, you know, I mean, there's so many different things, yeah. And, like, quality of life is really just peace of mind. And I feel like it's such a shame that even back home, like, because I was thinking the other day, I think I was thinking about, I don't know if we spoke about it, but, like, police back home.
Mm.
Or just, like, when you go to, like, Nigeria and you're at the airport and you have to give them extra money. Mm. First thing that came to my head is, are they getting paid enough?
Mm.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But I don't know. But then also, it's, like, all this iPhone and all this stuff. The fact that, like, you lot have, like, a great temperature, your houses are, like, for less. The value of a house in Nigeria, what you can get, is so much, like, greater than what we're experiencing, like, for less. And, like, for us, we want value for money.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the world, in a way, it's just very, like, you got to get this to be happy.
To increase your
value
of stuff.
You have to buy this to be happy. That's what, like, I feel like, I guess, the game is right now. Like, everything is, like, you have to get this or else you can't be happy. Yeah. And no one's really trying to just be happy in with what they have,
we're,
I guess.
We're all subject to consumerism.
Oh yeah,
like,
it's got a chokehold on us.
Like, you know, if we really wanted to, we could just wear Primark stuff, but it doesn't fit the brand of what everyone looks like.
No. Yeah, like, I'll never forget even when Dan said at the old studio, just something like, I can't remember what it was. I think we were talking about Brexit, and he was just like, just let me know what it is, and then I'll just work around it.
Yeah,
and it's really that simple.
That's
really
that's what we are now.
That's literally what we are. But we can see that it's techie. Like, obviously, like we said, get more money or that's really where we are, but it shouldn't be that.
It shouldn't be that.
But again,
shouldn't.
What can you do?
Yeah, man.
Like, what am I gonna? I'm not gonna start the revolution. No one wants to revolt here.
No.
We all say, bring France.
No,
we don't want. We don't want to do that.
Even France,
they ain't got it. Yeah. Why do you think they're revolting all the time?
Yeah, they're tired.
They're fucking tired as well, bro. They're fucking rioting because their place is a piece of shit.
Yeah, but like, it can't be us, the minority of black people, to we're screaming the most, but we're not leading a revolution.
Yeah.
I can't lead the revolution,
bro. We've been protesting and nothing works for us.
So, like, we're not coming to say, like, country, let's get together. You guys have to do it together.
What do you want us to do? Hold Boris Johnson hostage?
Hey, I'm not Jewish, so I don't know.
Exactly. They're gonna kill me, bro.
Yeah, I'll be finished.
They're gonna kill me.
I'll just wait for them not to do a thing, and then, like, I guess when it changes, it changes.
You just have to leave. Yeah, the quality of life that you have here, you can have a good job and you can still not chop.
No.
You can make good money and still not chop.
No.
Like, considering everything that is going on, like, imagine you pay rent, you pay this bill, you pay that bill, you pay this, that, other. Maybe your office says, oh, you have to go back in now.
You got to pay TFL.
Oh, I'm finished. If I go back into the office, I'm finished.
If I have to go back into the office, I'm done.
Do you know how expensive my travel was? And it's going
up. Your travel was crazy.
And it's going up.
Yeah. That always goes up.
If that happens, I just have to move.
This is what I mean by quality of life. Like, a lot of these things, it's cool. You're getting your little salary, but just everything is...
Something's eating into it.
If something's chopping it every time, then by the time you get to the money that you can actually spend... It's like,
buy your bread.
Literally, buy your little bread, buy your little meat, buy your little rice. Yeah. But then also, if you want to go out, going out is expensive now as well. So it's like the things you want to do to enjoy as well, is expensive. Like you go out and then the day after you're like, fucking hell, why did I spend that much?
Yeah.
I'm on my knees until the rest of the month.
Do you feel like we live in a time where one job is just not enough?
No. Unfortunately not. One job is not enough.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You need a job and you need side income.
Yeah. And you need fucked. To invest in yourself.
You need to know how to get this bird.
Yeah. Because even celebrities are doing it.
Oh, celebrities being working more than one job. Yeah,
because even when we're speaking about athletes as well, it's like they're literally doing other things. So you have to.
You never know.
You never know.
You actually never know what's going
to
happen.
They're trying to get as much money as they can in their window, innit? Because athletes, you know, you got a limited window. But us regular folk, like a lot of us are going to be working until
66.
And by the time you get, it could be 70.
Yeah.
God forbid. So, as in for the man, 9 to 5.
Yeah, regular.
No. Majority will
I'm
be.
I'm hoping to have my, oh yeah, majority. Yeah, majority. I can't help everybody.
No, I'm not saying everyone, but yeah, majority.
Yeah.
I was ready to retire at 25, bro.
Sam.
25.
I was ready to retire. Yeah, when I had to get on that train every day, I was like, I'm tired. I'm ready to opt out.
I'm done, man.
25.
I didn't choose this life. I want to opt out.
My mom always gets onto me. She's like, you're too young to be tired of work. She loves complaining about work.
Really?
And I'm like, that's sick, innit? Here's what I'm telling. She's like, no, you haven't even done life. I said, bro, life's done me.
I promise you, now, when your mum was your age, she was also complaining.
Of course.
It's not easy, bro. It's only getting worse.
It's even worse now. Like, yeah. at least probably when like she was my age, things made more sense.
Like, I've really low key, high key, but not really yet. In terms of like working for someone else.
Mm.
That can't be it for me. Like, but, no matter like how high I get, that will never be enough. Just because the fact that like I could lose that job.
So that's a great point. However, if you work for yourself, you're working longer hours.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying it.
You might be probably
if I'm enjoying
you're probably enjoying
like,
it.
The
more,
only way I would do it is if it's on my terms. Yeah. But like
And that's the thing. That's another thing when people are like, oh, I want to work for myself. You work for yourself, and hopefully it works. But that's 24 hours.
Yeah, it's a long game. But like, I think. In terms of for myself,
you're more likely to like get to the super super bag working for yourself than working for someone.
Yeah, but then even if I don't, right, quality of life, right? If I ended up like working for myself and I'm making the same money I am now, I'd be happy, only because it's for myself. Like I'm working for myself. I'm not doing the stresses of other things. Like it's a weird one.
Yeah, your time is no matter how much time you have to put into your time.
Bro, oh man, work can really kill you, bro. Some days.
Yeah, no, for real. Because when you think about it, a lot of the jobs that we do, and again, not everyone, but a lot of the jobs that a bunch of us have don't mean anything.
They don't mean nothing to my life.
Like, I do data protection.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Bro, I work in law, but no one cares.
I do social media management. What the hell?
Who cares? That's not
real. Let's unplug the internet. I'm done.
Exactly. Literally, yeah. If the internet stopped, I don't have a job anymore.
Yeah, we're done.
I have a job anymore.
Fine.
We're done. These are things that, and again, because I've been watching The Walking Dead.
Oh, gosh.
Niggas, they have blacksmiths.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a job.
That's a job.
That's a job you need, bro.
Yeah.
Like, all these trades, like people who, carpenters,
yeah,
all
it's a
these
job.
Things. These are niggas
forever.
Like you know when you're in school, and you got the kids who like go do
manufacturing,
like DT. They'll do like the BTEC stuff.
Not in
college, but like GCSE.
They'll
go do this BTEC, this and plumbing and that. And then at the time, you're thinking
that's a dickhead job.
I did manufacturing in secondary school. Fucking amazing.
Yeah,
like I can make things.
That is
a lot down to like classism and elitism.
100%.
True.
It's elitism. You think, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to uni. I'm gonna get a bing 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 bing.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
But all them niggas who did those things,
they're there as
the
well.
Electricians, the this, the that. Yeah. Guess what they're making?
Money.
Big fucking money. Are
bro,
you down?
The people that went to my school that didn't go uni and they like made a career for themselves. Yeah. Big bag.
Yeah.
Trade.
Because they had to hustle from early. They've been hustling, like, it is what it is.
And it's like, I think, I can take it from my cousin's perspective, because she's going through the A-level route now.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's getting her uni offers and whatnot, and she's saying that her friend got a unconditional to her first choice. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, rah, like, what's she doing? And she's like, she does a BTEC. I was like, oh, there we go.
Yep.
She's already on court. They already know what she's going to do.
Yeah, she's specific.
She ain't got no stress. She knows her life plan up, but we were looking down at BTEC and was stressing. God.
I'm not gonna lie, the younger generation on their own job.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of
focused.
A lot of them are just like, listen, do I need to go to uni?
Not yet.
Like, a lot of my cousins, like, they're just like, I don't need to go to uni. Like, I can just work.
Yeah.
Basically.
So I think in those things, so it helps them. They've got like people like us who just say, uni is fun, but I'm not going if I pay. I'm not gonna lie. If it was $9,000, I'm not going. And then also, because they have so much access to people on the internet who are making a sick living for themselves without a university degree. Why do I need this university? Unless I want to do something very specific, why am I going to university?
Doesn't make sense. Like,
bro,
I feel like if I could go, maybe, if I could go back, I'd probably learn a trade of some sort.
Yeah, if I can go back, I'd still go to uni, but I'd do a different course.
I think I'd do more digital stuff.
Bro, absolutely.
Maybe.
If I can go back, I would have banged out IT earlier.
Yeah.
Something.
And then quit.
Because I think about it, yesterday, I was like, if at 21, someone told me, hey, get into tech, just entry level job. Yeah, I'm like, if I did 8 years in tech now, I'd be on Twitter talking about the Tories in favor of them.
Honestly, I'm bashing, hey. This day, if you vote Labour, they'll tax you too much.
I'll be one of them blacks.
I'll be one of them niggas. Like, insane. Absolutely insane.
Can you not explain to me this Wordle game?
Okay.
Because jeez, I am not playing it.
This is a very addictive game.
You lot have been brainwashed.
Wordle's the best game in the world.
You lot are going out of your way to tweet your score.
Yeah.
Are you lot kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wordle's the most consistent
what's the
thing
game
in my life.
What's it about?
All right, so Wordle.
I'm not playing it though.
Wordle is a word guessing game.
Yeah.
Ooh. So it's you every day.
Yeah.
Literally only one every day. Once a day, you have a 5-letter word you have to guess. Because everyone has the same word.
Right. Out of six.
So you have 6 attempts. So let's say I put in a word like, give me a 5-letter word.
Let's say snake.
Snake. So my first guess would be snake, yeah? And you put the word in. If you have the letters in the right place.
Oh, it says green. That game show, yeah.
Lingo, then,
yeah, and if you have the letter that's in the word but it's in the wrong place, it'll be yellow.
Yes.
If it's not in the thing, it'll be just black or green.
Okay.
Yeah.
You keep doing it until you get the right word. That's it.
Okay.
Fun brain training activity.
Enjoy, guys.
You're saying enjoy, but if you do it, you're
doing it. I'm not doing it. Because if I do it, that's what's going to happen and I don't want to do it.
But you can only do it once a day. So you can't get it out.
Yeah. It's okay, man.
Me and Aziz, we play every day at 12.
Everyone's tweeting without fail.
We play every day at 12.
Oh, at midnight?
Yeah, midnight.
Yeah, same, yeah.
Yeah, we play at midnight.
You can't get addicted to it because
I hear it,
but it's like 10 minutes
from when niggas are putting in the group chats as well. I'm like, right, people are really cold, banging it out.
Listen, me and Sabina, all we do is send each other just words.
Bro, whoever did that got to the bag, man. I
think the New York, the New York Times,
yeah, they bought it.
They bought it.
Oh,
for like 7 figures.
Yeah, 7.
Yeah,
holy.
Yeah, just a simple word guessing game.
I guess work for yourself.
Yeah.
Facts.
Simple word guessing.
Can't do that in a 9-to-5.
No,
maybe you can, but the company begin.
Listen,
money.
Yeah.
Word guessing game.
Word guessing game.
7 figures.
We need to make a blackjack app.
Shit.
That'd be sick.
Shit.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. I'm surprised no one's done that yet.
Something.
Delete that part.
No. Facts.
No, honestly.
Because think about it. Someone is literally
blackjack. If I could play blackjack on my phone.
Mm.
Because the thing with Blackjack, but the only thing with Blackjack is it's a very UK focused game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not
gonna, it's us. It's not going to be there. There are us here.
But it's a great game. It's a great game. More people knew about it. If you rebrand it and kind of make it Uno y.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess Uno is Blackjack.
Blackjack, basically.
Ish.
Same basis.
A little bit. Some of the same rules.
Ishki.
It's long, but yeah. Wordle's fine, man.
Like, I'm happy for you.
You're saying that, but
you enjoy it.
I'm not playing.
Why? You
nah.
should. When we finish recording, I want you to just do one. That's it.
No,
you don't have to post it anywhere.
No,
just try the one today.
No,
keep you it done to the one today.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get it?
Had me fine for my life, but I got it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I got it 3.
Oh well done.
Yeah.
How many words is it?
5. It's always 5.
5-letter word. That's it.
Oh,
all the time.
That's great. I'm
on to you.
Let's move on, Aaron.
You're under surveillance.
I'm not playing Wordle.
You're under surveillance.
No, thank you.
You might as well.
Aaron, I don't want to play.
All right, man. Such a man with a podcast.
Yeah, enjoy. You got to enjoy it, man.
Yes. We are men.
Yeah.
We have a podcast.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's okay.
If you listen to the streets. It's been a funny week. Well, funny. I'd say this has been a funny week in terms of it. Like, before, some of these podcasts look shameful because they're really talking down towards women, mainly black women as well. It's disgusting.
Oh, that American thing or whatever.
Not,
terrible.
Whatever their name
the
is.
Name.
Fuck those guys.
Terrible.
Very, very terrible. Very, very bad. Nasty stuff. But this week, Oloni, the timeline's favorite terrorist.
Come on.
She put out one of her famous interaction threads of getting women to share their horror stories with low-level entertainers.
Did she not ask men? Because women do podcasts too.
Nah, she said just the women.
Because that would be very interesting. But
if men came and...
Yeah, about women on podcasts.
No one cares about that.
Yeah.
I would like a little scandal.
I would, but it's not gonna...
Imagine receipts.
I'm screaming.
Dolani was moving mad. I'd be like, yeah, that's crazy. She's finished.
Imagine they had stories about
that. Tony T, moving crazy out here.
That'd be mental.
That's
because you can't expect it from... Like, some of these stories were disgusting. Man. Like, there was one where a man didn't flush his toilet and his wall was yellow.
That's different.
That's nasty. That's nasty, man.
Yeah. That's different. It's kinda...
And then blamed it on someone else.
Yeah, blamed it on his brother who wasn't even in the country.
He wasn't in the country. So he didn't flush,
You know, big man.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
However, why do people not have shame anymore?
Yeah, shame's finished, bro. I've deeped it. People will be exposing all of their deepest, darkest secrets for the internet.
Because you want to join in this conversation, fair.
It gets you views, bro. But it gets you
you're now part of the foolishness.
Yeah.
But
the foolishness is where the money's at.
Yeah, but it's anonymous. So you're just being shameful.
Very true. Taps. Now that I think about it, it's even so anonymous. What are you doing?
Obviously, we don't know who you are, but you know you're a fool. And you can see everyone
You know you are.
Do you feel like some people just make him up as well?
Maybe. I'm sure some stories are made up, but just I feel like a lot of them are actually like
true
stories. 100%.
Right,
I found that a lot on TikTok as well. People were like, be given the deepest, darkest about their lives.
Yeah.
Like there was this trend on TikTok where people be like, oh, you were raised by this. I was raised by this person.
Yeah.
And then they'll show like pictures of their parents.
No, you're joking.
Have you not seen a trend?
I'm not actually connected. I just do my own thing.
So that's one thing, you know, that's not even a mad thing. Like people will be showing pictures of their parents. Ah, cool. Yeah. Just to show their parents when they were younger, innit?
Yeah. Okay.
Calm.
Normal internet behavior.
I think I saw that, still.
Yeah, regular, cool. But then I've seen it more than once as well. Like, oh, you were raised by this person. I was raised by a murderer. And they'll be showing their parents who are like actual murderers and showing like their mugshots and stuff. And I'm like, did you need to?
Yeah, you didn't need to do that.
And then people are in those comments asking for story time. Yeah. People are like, and then the person who posted it is like, no, can you respect my privacy? Like, I mean, I'm not really comfortable doing a story time. I'm like, but which one is it?
You already started the story.
You're the one who told us that your dad killed bare niggas, bro.
Yeah.
And then now people ask for a story time and now you feel away. It's like, no, my trauma isn't a story. And I'm like,
you're telling us.
Yeah, but because everyone's tapped now.
I hear it.
This is Gotham. This is Gotham City.
The world is Gotham.
But there was another trend on TikTok of, it was... like mixed race people saying, tell me a story of why you knew your mum wasn't ready or capable to raise black children. And then these guys are just snitching on their mums and how their mum is terrible and how their mum is basically racist.
Yeah, I don't appreciate that.
Listen, I'm all for like people calling out their parents for being shit guys.
Yeah.
In the house.
Because I think regardless of whether or not your parent is the same parents that... Deal with that privately. I don't need to know that.
I just know, like, even if you're dealing with it publicly, it shouldn't be on social media. It should be
It should be between the people who need it. It needs to be between, like,
basically.
Let's say I was having beef with my parents, and my parents are on smoke, my parents are moving mad, and I think they're terrible people, and I need to get onto them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to come and tell the timeline that my parents are terrible
people. Yeah, but you know what's the worst thing? Some of these people that even though, like, they had these experiences, they actually don't have horrible parents, or like they might even not even hate their parents, but they're doing it because it's
trending.
They
want to join in.
Yeah, that's mad.
It's taking time.
But I said, like, nowadays it's like you do one video, you get into the bag. Like, money's there. Like,
yeah.
Do one viral video, you're going to get paid.
The need to go viral is crazy.
It's the shame. It's like, crazy. Where is the shame?
It's crazy.
Like, this girl tweets. So this girl tweeted, I'm reading. So she replied to...
Is she paying?
I no. I'm just looking at every now and then. So she replied to this tweet when someone said, "What's the most simpy shit you've ever done?"
Is it the person?
Yeah. So she tweeted, "I met a guy on Tinder in Iceland last year. So even during the pandemic,
okay,
he came to my hotel with exactly one beer for himself. A few weeks later, I flew out on a whim to see him again. One beer, pappy. all that dollars for bad dick, an anti-vax lecture, and to be called a nigga to my face. Best believe I made it a fun solo trip. She's black, so yes, this white man called her a nigga.
How do you get in that environment? How does that happen? How does that even become a thing?
Should I tell you what else doesn't make sense? Tell me. Why did you tell us?
Why are you telling us?
That's even embarrassing, but...
She also added Tinder as well.
Yeah.
Bro,
she's like, this is Tinder.
You guys want to hear something fucked up, right? So Clubhouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a room where, like, I guess, like, a woman's basically telling her, like, whatever, her trauma or something, like, about a guy or a situation that's mad embarrassing, mm-hmm. mad peak. And you know what they say in this room? Oh, guys, make sure you follow the hashtag, huh? They're looking at a hashtag on Twitter, because there's people that are in the audience and they're responding to the Twitter. Like, people are just trying to profit off of pain, like, and that's it.
That's crazy.
And it's not healthy at all.
No, man.
Let me stop you before you continue your trauma. Follow the hashtag.
Bro. She's just like, what's happening? Where are bro, we? It's scary.
Nah, where are we?
Well, it's scary.
We're lost as a people.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, you know, remember, was it 2012 when you said the world was going to end?
Yeah,
like there's going to be an end date.
I think it has ended.
It did end.
I do think this is a simulation at this point.
Yeah, I feel like this isn't, none of this is real.
This is hell.
Maybe
we might be in hell. Maybe the world did end in 2012.
I remember having a conversation with someone saying that. What if, like, this is hell?
We all died and we were respawned.
You know, like The Good Place.
Yeah.
How like The Good Place looked like regular.
Yeah,
but it's hell. If this is hell,
I mean, possibly, you know,
because some of the things that go on, it's like, that can't be real. Why is that real?
Why is that happening?
What's happening?
Oh my,
do you know what it could be? Because they always say hell is like something you hate just over and over again.
Yeah. I just know
every
that
every
2 weeks
we see something about dating
the scariest thing for me is that, like, regardless of what's going on with me, I can be in the most happiest places, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of the reality of life.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Constantly
it was
terrible.
A state, right?
And it's like it's just it's state. Just so much information of negativity, but yet we're all smiling.
Got to, bro.
Don't look up.
Don't smile, you're fucking
honestly.
Crying.
Don't look up was very realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're finished, bro. Like the we're done.
Yeah.
We're done out here.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I'm chilling.
I'm wet, same.
Yeah.
But what are we doing?
Listen, man. We're in a state of middle.
Man are using their trauma to fucking get more followers.
All I know is, yeah,
hey!
This is my dream, right? I have a dream.
Tell me your dream.
All right. In this dream, I'm out of the loop in terms of all this bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't even know about it. Like, I'm talking to, so like, it's like when we're chilling, yeah?
Yeah.
We're just talking about us. And literally, that's life. When I go on social media, it's just positive stuff, life.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's small stuff here and there. But like, I want to be out of the loop of this bullshit. Like, I don't ever want to wake up and Tristan Thompson is the headline of the week.
Nah, I feel you.
Do you know how nuts that is? Do you know how much stuff is going on? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to wake up and then see, oh, men with podcast. Bro,
yeah,
I don't want to see a 45-year-old man on a podcast talking smack. Bro, there's so much more to life than everything that everyone's talking about. And I don't know if it's because we're just at that age where we're young now, and then we'll eventually get older. Like, maybe this is just a cycle. Because like, maybe our parents at this age felt the same way. Who knows?
No, I think we're supposed
to. Shit.
I think we're supposed to. Or your point about men at 45 being on podcasts and talking down on women. I feel we're in a way of like, we're realizing we're not kids anymore.
No.
We've got to act accordingly.
Yeah.
We've got to be responsible human beings.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you have to look at being responsible human beings, you have to look at, hey, this life is sad as well. We have to take it, the good and the bad, because we're opening our eyes.
The majority of the world is bad, bro.
Which is crazy.
Terrible.
Yeah. But hey, man.
Like, the majority of this shit is terrible.
The last 3-4 years has been terrible. Like, 2019 was literally the last.
Last good year, yeah.
Last good year.
Like, 3 years.
Yeah.
However,
this year's starting fantastically.
I hope so.
This has had a better vibe in 2021.
Yeah, it's been great.
Early doors, but you know.
Yeah, just maintain your peace, bro.
Yeah.
Try at least if you can. Get off the internet for a little bit, bro.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be out of the loop as well.
I think it's possible.
I love being out of the loop.
I just don't know how much it's going to cost, but it's possible.
Yeah. I love not knowing things.
Yeah.
I'm tired of knowing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm tired of being aware.
Yeah.
I don't want to be self-aware anymore. I hate being aware.
You don't want to be awake anymore?
No.
Really?
Hey.
I like it.
It's whack.
I just don't like talking about stupid shit.
Sometimes even on this podcast, I feel like, what are we talking about sometimes? But that's just like...
Yeah, for you.
Like sometimes, because there's so many podcasts, I'm like, what are we talking about, bro?
Yeah.
We're just talking.
I think that played a part into like the whole of last year. I don't know if you two felt the same, but I was like, what else can we say?
Oh yeah. If you wanted us to podcast during the lockdown and during all of that.
No, that was very impressive. And like shout out to people that managed to do it.
Yeah, shout honestly, out to
you. But I just think that like
God's favorites.
For
God's best.
As much as this is a podcast, it's actually a genuine, like we're actually friends in it. Like yeah, so man. If we were to stop this tomorrow, it doesn't mean that this stops.
Yeah.
Because we're just doing it in our real lives, but you're not getting to hear it.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. That's is the, that like you not won't be hearing.
Yeah,
it.
We're just recording.
Like, we're just recording. That's the only difference. Yeah. So when it comes to the podcast, if we stop, it doesn't mean that we stopped. It's just you don't get to hear anymore. Yeah.
Come link us in real life.
No.
But also,
I'm so shocked you said come link us in real life.
That's scary. Don't link me, man.
Absence addresses.
Don't link me at all, bro. It doesn't make me uncomfortable.
What, the idea of someone linking you?
Do you know just now that I think about it, yeah, like shout out to you if you're listening, yeah. And like you see me or you see us and you're like, oh, you do that podcast. And it's like, what? It's like, no, you don't listen. Stop it. I appreciate it, but at the same time, it's okay.
Forget that people might actually listen to
it. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's actually other podcasts out there still.
I think.
Like, what do you get out of this?
I get like, I was like, wow, you listen to our podcast. We're just three guys just talking. Like, and it's back to what you guys were saying. We'd have this regular conversation without the mics.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting that you want to.
But then I guess, in hindsight, when I do think about it, because we had that conversation in the WhatsApp with the mandem in terms of just positive representation, I guess that's what people get from our podcast.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Because I feel like that about our friendship as well, in terms of like, there was a time where, like, I feel like nowadays a lot of men are like embracing their bros and stuff like that. But there was a time where it was really just us.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, I would hug you in public. I would say if I kiss you in the mouth now, or we would drink, we would drink wine. Remember, we was drinking wine from early, and people was like, "Why are you man drinking wine?"
Very true.
Yeah. It's just a start. Bare man drink wine now.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not saying that we started it, but I'm just saying that like
we were very comfortable within ourselves.
Yeah, like, and that's just all it is, really.
That's very true.
That's just all it is. Like, people need to be comfortable with themselves.
Shout us for being comfortable with ourselves.
I have to, or else I'll be mentally ill.
Yeah, you'd be on the timeline.
Basically.
Telling everyone you're talking about your
mental illness.
As always, why are you telling your friends about this, but you're telling me?
Therapist. There's bare niggas to tell, bro.
Before you tell me.
A blog, a diary.
There's so many places.
Journal.
Literally. Even a Tumblr page.
Oh, for real.
No,
Tumblr, that's where you get your shit off, bro.
Yeah. I did that. One time I was saying dark shit on Tumblr. I made a random account.
Burn the Tumblr account, man.
Get my shit,
get your shit out.
No one's gonna know.
No, I don't even remember whatever the name was.
Yeah. Bro, they have things called diaries for a reason. Just write your shit out. Type it, Google Doc.
Facts.
There's bare outlets before I get on the timeline.
Facts.
And just be exposing. It's like, cool.
But then let me ask you this, right?
Tell me.
Something happens to you in your life, yeah?
My life, yep.
If you do it on social media, you're going to get to the bag.
Okay.
Potentially, are you going to do it?
No. What is it? What happened?
Well, like trauma.
Traumatic.
You're giving like a traumatic trauma.
Or something like embarrassing.
No.
No. I have so much more shame.
Yeah, the shame.
My shame is so high.
Yeah.
You niggas are old, man. They don't do that no more.
No,
we don't have shame no more.
Yeah. Shame, I have all the shame.
Again. Oh, yeah. No, we in this room have shame.
I have all the shame.
But the collectives.
Because even remember the first couple podcasts we did, episodes, we were moving a bit crazy. Like, there were certain conversations that we had that had to get cut, and it's like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah,
I can't say that. Because I shouldn't say that.
We found shame, we lost it for a little bit, but we found it.
Yeah, you gotta find the shame immediately.
100%.
You have to remember, like, a lot of this shit, obviously, the world's gonna end in 50 years, isn't it? But a lot of this shit's gonna live forever, bro.
Oh, shit.
The world's gonna end in 50 years. But,
I hope, like, I survive.
The apocalypse. The world's gonna end, bro.
Fossil
fuels are gonna run out in 20.
The world is going to end, but I don't know what that means in terms of like what's end. Like. Yeah, what's it look like?
Yeah.
Because there might be survivors, and if I'm a survivor, I don't mind.
Are you really going to try and survive if the world ends?
I'm not going to try. I'm just going to... If I go, I go. Yeah. But if somehow I survive...
Mood.
But...
Too much.
But even what Ibu was saying, you don't want it to be like, this is episode 66 and plus behind the bar. We don't, like, say we continue, so we stop wherever. We don't want it 5 years, right? Our children, our nephews, cousins, or whatnot. Oh, you used to do a podcast. Let me play episode 10. And we sound like the most stupidest of people.
Oh, uneducated as fuck.
And we, I don't think we have anyway, but say we had an episode where it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then they're like, rah, so this is what you're saying at the age of 27. You're a big man, you know?
Yeah.
Big man. You're actually a big man.
Now go look at someone and say, yeah, I was a big man.
I feel like everything but that's the thing, I guess, with us, anything that's been public, I have no shame.
But in, I feel like there's so many podcasts, and we've seen like old podcast stuff get dragged up. Not just us, like other people, where it's like, right, you were saying this on episode 100, but now you're on episode 400.
Yeah. It's not, no one's learning.
Yeah.
To be fair, I definitely learned even yesterday, we were talking about Afterlife by Ricky Gervais, right? And I don't know Ricky Gervais as a human, but I saw Netflix and I just tweeted that I love this nigga, like blah blah blah. Then you not told me who Ricky Gervais was. I had to delete those tweets immediately.
Yeah, he's very anti. Like, he's the type of guy to say he make fun of you because you believe in God.
Yeah, and I guess my point is just to say that, like, yeah, man, you got to learn from your mistakes and just don't be a fool, man. It's not worth it. I don't think it's worth it. I don't think if it gives you the money or like the new build. It's not worth it, because you're gonna have to do that forever.
Yeah.
Like, what's my girl's name? That's Tion Wayne's ex.
The girl who said he stole money from her.
I can't remember her name. I've lost it. But like, she has to run that agenda forever.
That's her now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might not be Tion, but it will always be that kind of conversation. Mm, that's what we get from you, and that's tiring. Lani Good. That's the one.
Yeah. It's like, cool. You want to, like, now you should get shameless. She's a very shameless girl.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, outside of you getting frauded and all of that, like, you're a loser. I'll be here, and I want you to know that, because I want better for you as a person, as human beings.
Like, I want better for everyone.
The way you're behaving and the way you just, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, man. It's sad.
I want to say, you're better than this, but I don't know you.
Yeah.
But the way you're moving, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's mad that you have more money than me, apparently, but I don't rate you. Like,
yeah, the way you got your money, I don't want money the same way.
Because once you start, it's like with YouTubers, isn't it? Like, once you start, you know, YouTubers that like will document and film every aspect.
Yeah,
it's like once you start doing that, you have to continue doing that.
Yeah,
because once you stop, they're like, "Where's the content? I've come to watch your life." Yeah.
Or like you try to pivot to something else.
Yeah,
it's like I didn't stand up for this.
Quick rant as well. Yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah, the guy that does the
West London.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not from West London, right? I'm from South. Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, I know West London niggas. Yeah, they will fucking.
What does he say?
Oh, so he'll go. He'll be like, this is how Londoners use TFL. So North Londoner will just tap and like say something. South London will jump the barriers because clearly criminals in South London. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. East London was something similar, like jump the barriers as well, but do more sly.
Yeah, but West is just...
Tap it, go, hi, you're right.
Wear a mask.
Stay safe.
Thank you, bye.
And basically all of his... like
every video he does is that.
Yeah, so... in every situation, it'll be like how they play basketball, how they drive, whatever. It'll be like,
it's not funny.
North, east, south are like kind of like normal or like some sort of like fog or whatever. Yeah. And then west is, hi, where am I? Be safe, you're right.
Do you know who's from west? Niggas. Bro.
Why is that a thing? Is that a thing?
That's what it's not. But I remember, like, that's what there was a time ages ago. I don't know. Yeah. You know when you do those kind of things, like South Man or South Girls are like this, And now that's his thing, and that's his hustle, right?
It's boring.
Which I hear, but it's boring. But like, you have to keep doing that.
Yeah, now that's your thing. Yeah,
yeah,
and that's sad.
Yeah,
I don't rate you, bro.
This is it. That's what I
actually
mean.
Don't, like, rate you. I think we saw him once.
Yeah, we saw him in Box Park.
I don't rate you. Yeah. I'm not saying hi. I'm like, oh my god, bro, you're a waste, man. Because I'm not even from West London. But if I was from West London, I would definitely say that again right now.
Yeah, I hear that.
And you don't need that. No. I don't know if anyone's moving to him like that. Maybe they're not.
And hopefully they're not.
But at the same time,
it can definitely happen.
I don't know if I rate that. That's just not the way to go.
That's
about
what I'm saying. Because now that's his thing. That's what he's gonna. He feels like, oh, I got popping off this. I have to keep doing this.
Yeah,
that's dead.
I think if you try to pivot, they're gonna be like, we didn't like you that much anyway. But now you're trying to do new things.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're someone who benefits off of people's trauma, or you're someone who shares your own pain, and you find some level of success, you have to keep doing that.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
It's not healthy.
It's not going to work out in the long run. There's no way.
No. It's just, you just have to be, you just have to use your brain.
A lot of people aren't using their brain.
You have to consider like how this could impact your life.
Mm.
And maybe not even your life, maybe just your life immediately. No, maybe not your life moving forward, but how can this impact me immediately? Like, people are going to know this certain thing about me, or am I going to become a gimmick? It's like, there's a lot of things you just have to consider when you're like putting out your personal life. And again, maybe you putting out your personal life doesn't mean that much to you. That's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
But also,
because there's clearly people who like it.
Yeah, people love the attention, and that's fine. But yeah, also, it's like, you need to, like, what are you willing to do for a bunch of clicks and fame and stuff?
Eat ass.
Like, yep. Once you start,
eating ass, you best. That's your OnlyFans.
Shit. This is it. Like, what are you willing to do? Like,
yeah.
Because once you start crossing like certain lines and certain boundaries, and I don't mean lines and boundaries as in like anything crazy, but like I just mean personal lines and boundaries, yeah, like your personal life or like including your family stories and things about your friends. Once you start doing that, it's like, all right, cool. To get more and more engagement, will I talk about this? Will I talk about this? Will I do this? Will I do that? It's like, and you see people who do literally anything.
Yeah.
People are doing up breakup videos on YouTube, both crying. Six parts.
My Lord.
Six parts to get the as much engagement as possible. That's like,
that is mental health.
It's nasty.
Also, it's nasty. I'm about to take it somewhere else, but I want you guys to like be there with me. Yeah.
All right.
Kanye and Kim.
Okay. What did they do?
I feel.
Tell me what you feel.
Like, Donda 2, right?
Okay.
If it slaps in terms of Kanye's rapping, yeah.
Okay.
That would be enough evidence for me to accept that basically Kanye and Kim was a business arrangement the whole time in terms of like their whole relationship, because basically they both got everything they needed out of each other and then got to a point where either this is still a part of it in plan or they don't really need each other anymore. Mm-hmm. Because Kanye, in terms of the fashion thing, right?
Yeah.
Kanye's got into the fashion world like heavy and like he's there, he's up there, like he's good yeah. Whereas Kim, from what she was doing before to what she's doing now, it's a dynasty, like her family's minted forever,
yeah,
and she's now at that age now where like, bro, you can go back to dating what you was dating before, like in terms of these rock stars. Before it was rappers, it was rock stars, right? In my mind, Pete Davidson's a rock star. The fact that Courtney's dating, you know what I mean? Barker. Travis Barker, the biggest of the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
And like, these men will eventually go back to the white men or whatever, yeah. Possibly. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that like, with Kim and Kanye, I feel like it was a business arrangement. And like, the moment like they was over, because even that Game song, right? The song he did with Game.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking shocking, bro. I don't know. I'm not saying it was like the creme de la creme, but
it was flames, though.
I would have never expected that. Yeah, never would have expected it. I said, what is this, right? Yeah, and it was even Drink Champs.
God save me from the crash.
Yeah.
So I could be Pete Davis's ass.
Crazy. Crazy. Drink Champs. This guy's smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
He's back with his news. Like, what's happening? And it's like,
but I don't know if it's a business deal, but that speaks, he's one of those people where if he goes in one situation, he closes off everything else. So like, now he's not with Kim Kardashian. He's back to his quote unquote real roots.
But like, I don't even know if it was a real, like as much as like, you could say they were in love or they love each other. Yeah. It could be an arranged marriage in a way.
Could be.
It could be an arranged relationship in a way. And we all just felt that it was something that was serious. Because I saw one interview or something like about the pool. They have a swimming pool. And like Kim said that she's never used it and he's fucking shocked. I'm thinking, how the fuck? I'm like, you've been married to this woman for time. Kim Kardashian has not changed in any way. You know what I mean? Like, you lot are definitely not compatible at all. But you're going to act like this is a surprise to you in this interview. What is that? That's very confusing. They've been cheating on each other. They're fucking everything, bro. Anyways, that was my hot take. But that's if Donda 2 slaps, then I'm right.
Then you believe it.
Yeah. I think you're probably right, if whether it slaps or not.
Because where's that coming from? That verse on the Game thing, that shocked me. I thought someone else wrote it.
This guy wants his wife back, bro.
Does he, though?
Sounds like it.
It's a part of the strategy. It's the whole thing, man. Whole thing.
I think it goes to what you and I were speaking about in the car, where you told me your conversation with Aziz about how he stuff. When he's really good, it's like he's trying to prove a point. Mm. So first few albums, he was trying to say, I'm the best rapper, best producer, whatever. Mm. Fashion Line is sick because he's trying to prove a point, like, I belong in this verse.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said Life of Pablo was like, he heard people saying he was shit and whatnot. It's like, cool, I belong. So I'm going to release a good album. And then everything after that is kind of a fall off. So probably like this is now another proof to her, like, I'm still Kanye West, I'm still his guy.
Yeah. I just know that like whatever's coming out now, like I'm seeing things that keep coming out. They're both like going back and forth at each other, and now there's a conversation of him kidnapping Northwest, right? Or something. Yeah, it's like
you can kidnap your own charge.
You definitely can kidnap your own charge. But it's
I'm
just,
glad you walked it back instantly.
Yeah, because that's crazy. But I don't know, man. I just know that life is fucked.
Life is fucked.
Trust me.
Yeah. I want to mention this, but I don't want to end on it.
What are you mentioning, bro?
It's about the Mason Greenwood stuff.
Holy.
Guess who's going to jail tonight?
You're going to jail, big fella.
How old is he? 21, 22?
My fees around that. If those who aren't aware, I guess he still is a Manchester United footballer, an England player, Mason Greenwood, 20 years old,
20.
Was accused last week, and there was evidence to support accusations of GBH, domestic abuse, and trying to rape his partner. Came out last week. I think they arrested him, but he's now on bail. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
He's on bail. Yeah.
He's on bail. And he's being taken off FIFA. Man United said he won't play for the rest of the season, at least. Bad stuff. So yeah, shout outs to the victim. I hope she's getting the support she needs.
Honestly,
she's 18.
He's young as well. So
because I'm even scared that she might be getting like death threats.
That's the first thing I was thinking about, because when I was reading the article on it, she didn't even put the stuff out. It got leaked. So I don't know if she leaked it or someone else leaked it, but it got leaked.
Oh, that's
so. So it's one of those things where it gets leaked on a Saturday night, Sunday morning, and now you wake up. And your Instagram comments are filled with these weird fans with with Mason Greenwood avies calling all types of names.
Yeah.
So yeah, because football for sports fans in general can be really tapped.
Yeah, we were saying the other day it's a mental illness if you're a proper heavy sports fan. Yeah, man, it's just very disappointing. It's very disgusting. Whatever happens to him, he deserves it.
Mm.
I hope she gets better. And I don't know, man, when it comes to like football as well, like a lot of things are coming out now, and like there's names that keep getting mentioned or people are keep mentioned. Like we really need to look into that. Like, I don't know, in terms of football, the organization as a whole, Premier League or whatever, maybe all leagues, they just have to, like, these people aren't just players, they're people too. And you have to like check.
Yeah. There needs to be a lot of, I don't know if G checking is the right thing, but a lot of checking in would be
G checking, but just.
But it's like to, like, yo, like, make sure you're not being a dickhead.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What the fuck? Like, how's your mental, bro? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Because I heard that, like, didn't like other players know that he was about this, or there's people that weren't.
I think people knew.
People knew, and they didn't say nothing. Like, bro.
Yeah. I think it's been one of those football secrets. Because I don't think a lot of people are shocked.
That's what I'm saying. And like when it comes to football, there's a lot of stuff that happens. That's bro.
Best secrets. Also,
people could have been like on there, man. Maybe
trying to figure out behind closed doors.
Yeah,
it's possibly.
The only reason we all know about this is because
it got leaked.
It got leaked. So that,
it could have been no intention to leak it.
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, like he could have been. But also, yeah, maybe the team knew. Maybe the team didn't know. Maybe his teammates knew. Maybe his teammates didn't know.
Mm.
But yeah, the only reason we know, all of us know, is because their thing got leaked, isn't it?
So
it's techie.
Yeah,
it either way, he's fucked.
There's literally no excuse.
Nah, there's actually no excuse. He's fucked. He deserves it as well, man. Get that nigga out of here. Put that nigga in the dirt.
In the dirt. He's going to jail. Big time.
Guess who's going to jail tonight?
You going to jail, big fella.
Yeah,
he's fucked. Fuck me, because it makes me great as well.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be hitting women, bro.
Nah, not at all.
Yeah, that voice note was.
Voice note's scary. Creepy. I couldn't finish it.
It's very creepy.
Yeah, it's not something I'd say.
And then also, all you lot that are living things different lives in secret, you're going to get caught, bro.
Yeah. The light is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to you, mate.
Light, bro.
It's coming for you.
Just just live a halal life, bro. Just keep it.
It's a lot easier.
It's a lot easier, man. You're living two-faced life.
Mm.
It's insane. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
I actually don't understand. Sick niggas, bro. Sick niggas. Sick. Like, yeah, fuck me, agree with.
No.
I hope the victim, you know, gets all the support and
honestly
love that she deserves and needs.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, shout out to everyone except Mason Greenwood. Yeah.
Basically.
I guess I'd rather end on R&B Village. What's going on R&B Village?
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about some R&B.
I'm trying to... Let's
surf
see.
I love a boy.
I'm not even trying to get into all of it. I feel like you'll see it when you see it. That's what I'll say. But in terms of R&B Village, it's a nice vibe. Like, I'm enjoying it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much all I do on social media now. But I enjoy it. Like I said, it's getting me out of the loop and I'm in my own world. And I enjoy that. Like, I really do enjoy that. I like that the music that I'm listening to, the conversations I'm having, maybe even myself, maybe I'm a loner, but I enjoy it.
Mm.
And what I plan to do with it as well is just kind of, in terms of, I think I'm in a place where I know who I am, but I kind of want to be the difference I would like to see as well. But then I'd also want to create something where if I can make money for it and this is it, like
you need that second job. So.
Even in terms of like what I'm doing right now, in terms of my schedule, if I never saw like money out of it, I'd still be happy simply because I'm taking risk and I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's peace of mind. So R&B Village is really going to be a good vibe. I mean, if you don't know about it, but you do, because you'll definitely know about it, you should have followed me or whatever. If you don't, it's fuck you, but I still love you, so it's okay.
How about you told them
what? Yeah, what if they don't know all about it?
No, do the work. Because if you follow me, then you know I've been promoting that shit.
Okay, what if they don't follow you?
Hey man, follow me.
Oh my god,
find me if you can. Hey man, it's gonna reach you eventually. I don't need to force it.
This guy said listen to a great stuff, but if you don't, fuck you. But yeah, you can't find me.
It will definitely reach you eventually. If you like R&B music, it'll reach you eventually, but I'm not gonna force it.
Hey, fair.
R&B Village.
Can't force you.
Nope. But yeah,
well, I think we can call it a wrap today, lads.
I'm trying to think, is there anything to add?
Out to all the niggas in the world.
Yep.
Every nigga is a star.
Are you guys happy?
Sure, why not?
Is that a happy like I am or?
Yeah, sure.
I'm content.
Okay.
Yeah. I could be happier.
Yeah. You lot are both COVID survivors. How does that feel?
Yeah, really.
I still haven't got COVID yet.
I need to get my booster.
Touch on wood.
I've already done that.
I got my booster as well.
Mark of the Beast.
Jeez.
I think I did like 2 days before you got COVID. I was like, yeah.
Bro, when you got COVID, I said, yeah, I'm doing the booster straight.
not my good son getting COVID.
I'm not playing games.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's long.
Did you get side effects from the...
Nah, just a sore arm.
I was just tired.
Okay.
But yeah, guys, thank you for listening in. It's been a pleasure. Table for free.
Jeez. Yes. Shout out to you guys. Yeah, man. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you guys for listening. If you made this one, well done to you, man.
Honestly, yeah. If you've listened to this, if you're just tuning in, welcome. There's many episodes before this.
Yeah.
You can go or you can just stay here. It's all good. But thank you guys for listening. I would love to know what this does for you. If you don't have an answer, that's fine as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, comment, like, subscribe or whatever.
Yeah. Find us on Instagram, Table4UK.
Yeah.
And yeah, be nice to each other and find some
shit. Self-growth as well, man. Work on yourself. Healing is important.
And if you want to go cinema by yourself, go cinema by yourself.
Yeah.
No one is going to laugh at you. Well, they might, but also, why are they laughing?
And then Mandem, wank less, read more.
Yeah.
Where? Or wank while you're reading.
What?
Two birds, one stone, baby.
Yeah.
That might be an episode title.
You know? There you go, man.
All right.
For free, baby.
Bye.
Bye. Oh,